Hey there, sweetie. Welcome home. What's wrong? Didn't expect to see me sitting on your couch today? I know, I was supposed to have debate club today. But, considering my attendance record, I think I'm allowed to skip at least one meeting. The other members can get along without their president just as once. There are more pressing concerns for me today, and as much as I like getting into some friendly arguments, it really was crucial that I come here. You look perplexed, like it's a stranger that showed up in the middle of your living room instead of me. But maybe you think of me as a stranger now. It's true. We haven't seen much of each other lately. Or, rather, you haven't seen much of me. I've been keeping a close watch over you, Cutie Bear. In fact, aside from books, watching you is pretty much the best entertainment I can get. It's fun seeing what you get up to, even when you're just doing something mundane. I like imagining I'm there with you, talking about how my day's been. It soothes me. At this point, I'd say I know your habits better than you do. So, you shouldn't be surprised that I knew you'd be all alone today. Parents gone away to attend a conference, sister off studying abroad. I couldn't hope for a better opportunity. No one here to stop me. No one to get in my way. Don't be silly, Cutie Bear. Do you really expect to get me out with such a shoddy luck? Though, I will say I'm impressed that you aren't naive enough to keep a key under the doormat. Really made me work for it. You still seem confused. And you're usually such a perceptive young man. It's one of your best traits. Oh well, I guess I'd be a little shocked too, if I were in your shoes. So let me clarify things. I'm here to make sure you fulfill the promise. Does that ring a bell? No? I figure you've forgotten. Actually, you better hope that's all it is. Because if I find out you consciously broke our promise, the consequences will be severe. But I'm very willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Aw, poor boy. This is distressing you, isn't it? To tell you the truth, I didn't want it to be this way. I prefer to use more sophisticated methods when possible. Unfortunately, it's come to the point where I feel that using brute force is the only option I've got. Tell me, Cutie Bear, what happened to us? I still remember when we'd spend every second of every day together. We were inseparable. A dyad. I considered you my best friend. I thought you did too. There's one day in particular that comes back to me every so often. When we just stayed in my room and took turns reading to each other. It was fall, and the air was brisk. The trees vibrant outside my window. I felt so peaceful then, like everything was right in the world. It's a memory I treasure. You'd think a bond like that would be unbreakable, that nature simply wouldn't allow it to sever. But then we grew up, and you started to drift away from me. Slowly at first, then more quickly. Now we've entered into our senior year, and you hardly even acknowledge my presence. I try to talk to you, to get you to come along when I go out with my friends, but every single time I do, you dismiss me, like I'm nothing. And I'm not fucking nothing. I've worked hard my entire life to make sure I was someone worth noticing. Because if I didn't become useful, I thought that meant I was letting down the people I care about. And do you know what the sick thing is? I did it. Really? Nearly everyone at school knows my name. If I come up to them, I'm greeted with a smile. My parents shower me in praise. I'm their golden child. But the one person I want the most, the one person who truly matters, won't even look at me. So I'm forced to watch you from a distance. Every day, I see you quietly go about your business, love with your friends, and I don't get to be a part of it. You've cut me out of your life almost completely. Can you imagine what that's like? Well, let me tell you, it hurts. Sometimes, when I'm all by myself, I feel like I'm starting to fade away. Like, what makes me is disappearing. And it's only a matter of time before there's nothing left. No more excuses. I'm going to make you acknowledge me. I'm going to make things go back to the way they were. Whatever it takes. There. Try to ignore me now. Sit, boy. And don't even think of trying to get up. You're going to be a good pet and lay there on the couch, or else I have to make you. Don't fuss. I'm only sitting in your lap. That's it. Just give in to me. I won't stop until you understand my feelings. Your lips are so soft, cutie bear. Do you like how that sounds on my lips? Cutie bear. I'd call you that all the time when we were younger. It always used to make you smile. My little cutie bear. But you're all grown up now. And so am I. You're getting turned on, aren't you? I can feel. To my shorts. See, Your body knows we're meant to be together. How about I grind my hips into you? That's a nice reaction. Oh, yes, moan for me. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Such a good boy. Move your head. I want to kiss a neck. That's going to leave a mark. Everyone's going to see what a naughty boy you are. Fuck, you're so hard. You love being marked by me, don't you? It's okay, sweetie. I won't let anything get between us ever again. Oh. Hey, do you remember that day by the lake? It was almost the end of the summer, and we'd been playing together all day. There was a warm wind blowing across the water. We sat by the shore for hours, just talking. And then I started asking you if you thought we'd still be friends when we grew up. And do you know what you said? You turned to me and said, you said that we'd already be married by then. I was so happy I couldn't even look you in the eye. I made you promise you'd stay with me forever. And you swore you would, without a second thought. It was childish, but I believe you. I believe that you wouldn't lie to me. There it is, that look of recognition. I knew I could make you remember. Shh, it's okay. It's okay, sweetie. You can still make good on that promise. That's why I'm here, to put you on the right path again. That's why I have to rape you. You're going to fuck my warm and protected pussy and come deep inside me. I'll make it so you can never leave me. Don't struggle, cutie bear. Let me take those pants off of you. Look at that wonderful cock. Sit still. I need to take my clothes off too. I said, sit still. That's better. You're already looking pretty calm for me. Hold on while I climb back on top of you. Right where I belong. Oh, you like it when I rub my slit against your cock, don't you? Yeah? You like feeling my slickness coating your shaft? Oh, fuck. Kissing you got me so wet, cutie bear. I couldn't help imagining taking your first time like this, making you mine. Are you ready for me to put it inside? Oh, I want you to watch as I pop your cherry. It'll feel really good, I promise. I love you so much, cutie bear. Don't struggle. No matter what you say, I won't stop. Wait, what? What was that? What do you mean I could have just asked? You've always loved me. I don't understand. Then why do you have to ignore me for so long? You acted like you didn't even remember me. Oh my god. I never even realized. How could I have been so stupid? Cutie bear. You should have just told me. If I had known you thought I was too good for you, this would have been cleared up ages ago. I mean, why would I want anyone but you? You're my first love. My only love. You don't have to feel embarrassed about being with me anymore, okay? I know you're shy, but if anyone tries to say anything about us, I promise I'll make them regret even being born. Pretty much all of my friends already like you anyway. Really? I mean it. Who wouldn't like such a sweet boy? Like you. My sweet boy. Listen, I'm really sorry about this. I should have tried to talk more openly with you about this instead of, you know. But I understand I was wrong. You don't hate me now, do you? I knew you couldn't be upset with me. Now, I guess I should probably let you put your clothes back on. Oh, cutie bear. You don't know how long I've waited to hear you say that. Of course I'll fuck you. I'm going to make you squirm and writhe in pleasure until you can't take it anymore. You just have to burst. Because you're perfect for me, baby. I can't believe you got aroused by almost being raped by me. But don't worry. I'm still going to make it rough. Exactly how you want it. Oh, I want to claim you so bad. Yeah. Just line your head up against my entrance. I'm going to take you inside me now, okay? Oh, nice and slow. Oh, there, all in. Oh, God, I just took your virginity, cutie pear. You're mine. How does it feel to have this tight pussy wrapped around your cock? It's better than anything you've ever experienced before, isn't it? Well, I can relate. Oh, you're filling me up so wonderfully, sweetie. Oh, I didn't think I'm going to be able to take much more of this without coming. Let me start moving my hips. Oh, fuck yes. Take it, sweetie. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. You're reaching so deep inside me. Oh. Oh. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me as I fuck you. Oh, God. Just think. We could have been doing this a long time ago. If I'd been just a little more sensitive to how you were feeling, or you more of it. But we're together now, and that's all that matters. Oh, I can't wait to have my way with you like this every day. Oh, that's right. I'll take you over to my house so I can tie you up and have this wonderful cock all to myself. Oh, yeah. This cock belongs to me, got it? You aren't allowed to even think about being with another woman. Not that you won't. Oh, God. I was confused before, but now I realize what a perfect baby boy you really are. You could have dated other people, yet instead, you waited, holding on to the hope of being with me, even when you thought it was impossible. Yeah. Good boy. I love you too. I love you so much that sometimes it scares me. I would do anything to protect you, cutie bear. Anything. Some people would be frightened to hear that, but you aren't. Because you understand what true love is, don't you? True devotion. Oh, God, you're so cute. I would have done it, you know. Even if you really didn't want it. I would have forced myself on you, no matter how hard it. You fought against it. I'm usually a forgiving person, but there are a few things in this world that are mine and mine alone. And those things, those people, I refuse to give up. Oh, that's why you're going to come inside me. I'm overeating right now, sweetie. I check. That's part of the reason it had to be today. I was going to force you to plant your seed inside me. Now, though, you're going to do it willingly. I can tell by the look in your eye that you want it. Yeah? You wanna pump that thick, creamy cum inside me, cutie bear? Well, no, you don't really have a choice. But that's part of the fun, isn't it? It's like a game with only one correct answer. You still get to choose, just as long as you pick the right one. So what to say, sweetie? Do you want to make me a mummy? That's what I thought. Oh, there you go, baby. Trust those hips up into me. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Oh, fuck. Just the thought of you giving me a part of yourself, of carrying your baby inside me. Oh, it's too much. I bet you can't wait to see my stomach swell with your seed. Oh, God. And my breasts are going to get so big and full of milk for our baby. Yes. Oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, we're going to be so happy together. I'll let you rub my tummy while you drink the milk from my swollen, aching tits. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want that too, don't you? Oh, yeah. So do it, sweetie. Empty those balls into my fertile womb. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, God, impregnate me, cutie bear. Fuck, I love you so much. Yes, give me a baby. Fuck, yes. Goodbye, let it all out. Oh, fuck, fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming while getting bread. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my gosh. Your cock is still pulsing. It's okay. Let me hold you against my bosom. There you go. Get it all out. Don't waste a single drop. There you go. It feels so warm inside me. Goodbye. You did really well. It's only a matter of time before I conceive. Then you'll truly belong to me, cutie bear. Look at that blissful face. Like you're staring up at a goddess. Let's stay like this for a little bit. Catch our breath. Maybe once we've recovered, can take me to your room, so I can make absolutely sure it takes. I think this is the start of a wonderful future for us. I really do.